אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל.
We're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the Arvut article, item 18. You can find the article in our website. You can also ask questions on kab.tv.
This article explains to us in an emotional way, which is closer to our understanding and our feelings, how we're connected together in the system of Adam Harishon. The system is one. One light fills it. In that system, everyone feels each other. They're all in a certain unique interaction which we don't understand, like cells in our bodies, for example. We also don't know how those are connected together, but they all of them together maintain the body and make it worthy or fit for life. Yeah. So we need to understand the connection we need to have between us, by which we build or discover our soul, which is called Adam HaRishon, and in it we discover the Or Ein Sof, the light of infinity, the upper light or the creator. So in order to explain to us what form, what connection, what is the power of the connection between the cells in one system, between all these discrete desires, the corrected connection between them is called Arvut, mutual guarantee. Each one is a guarantor to the others. Each one takes upon himself the responsibility. I am holding this system in the perfected form of connection. I maintain this. So let's see, he explains to us how we reach that, how to do that, because according to our effort to be connected together in one system, we climb the degrees of the attainment of Arvut, and then accordingly the attainment of the upper force which fills us according to the equivalence of form between one and the Arvut.
We're reading the Arvut article, item 18. Therefore, the Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat, and one of them began to drill a hole in the boat. His friend said, "Why are you drilling?" He replied, "Why should you mind? I am drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat." That is, as we said, since those rebels wallow in self-love, by their actions they build an iron wall that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to fully observe the Torah and mitzvot in the measure of the words, "Love your friend as yourself," which is the ladder for achieving dvekut, adhesion with him. Indeed, how right were the words of the proverb that said, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat."
In each of us, there is a righteous person and a wicked person. And we need to pay attention to see the extent to which the wicked one rules over the righteous one, or the righteous one rules over the wicked one, and in that way we should constantly try to elevate the righteous one above the wicked one, not to kill, not to destroy and eradicate the wicked one, but rather to the contrary. It needs to be under the authority, under the rule of the righteous one, and then in that way we bend all these wicked ones, place them under all the righteous ones, and then we achieve correction. Everything that the Creator created is required. We just need to put all of them in the right place. We can see in our bodies this sack called the body is full of germs, is full of pests of sorts, but we require them because in the balance, in the equilibrium between all of them, we can exist. what does this imply? We are only the will to receive, but between these wills to receive, these germs that constantly want to eat each other, we need only to establish the right connections. And then this whole system, as negative as it is entirely, it's like a sack of germs. It's something else. But when we establish an equilibrium between them, this against that and that against this, and then they enter into balance. Harmony between them, harmony. It's difficult to say harmony between germs, but yes, actually. And so then they all live in that way. Meaning, even though the Creator created the evil inclination, which is something we will discover it as we go, what the meaning of hell is and so on. But the correct relation between them that is brought about by the reforming light, it establishes harmony. And as much as they all want to eat each other, devour each other, this cruelty doesn't disappear, it only grows. But through the correct relations, when we match them together properly, we rise towards the Creator. You can see the work we're doing. It's impossible to even describe. Through the proper interaction between them, we build something as wondrous as the Creator Himself. How can that be? But that is our work, and you can see how magnificent it is. What do we attain? How to connect these opposites, these pests, these harm doers, all these things together? Imagine to yourself, you take all sorts of delinquents, and how do you arrange them so that everyone has a connection of love with each other? They all share a connection of love. How can that be? We learned from the upper light the attitude should be. We learn that from the Creator, and we learn from our own will to receive what the relation needs to be between all of these egoistic forms. And then, when we establish it, it turns out to be 620 times greater than the revelation of the Creator. The more than He is revealed, the more, well, we reveal Him 620 times over. It's because we did it. You can see what kind of special work we did, what an outcome, what a conclusion we have from our efforts.
Item 19. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, clarifies the matter of Arvut even further. It is not enough for him that all of Israel are responsible for one another, but the whole world is included in the Arvut. Indeed, there is no dispute here, for everyone admits that initially it is enough to begin with one nation for the observance of the Torah, meaning for the beginning of the correction of the world, as it was impossible to begin with all the nations at once. It is, as they said, that the Creator went with the Torah to every nation and tongue, and they would not receive it. In other words, they were immersed in a filth of self-love up to their next, some in adultery, some in robbery and murder, and so on, until it was impossible to even conceive in those days to speak with them and ask if they agree to retire from self-love. Therefore, the Creator did not find a nation or a tongue qualified to receive the Torah, except for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose ancestral merit reflected upon them. As our sages said, the fathers observed the whole Torah even before it was given. This means that because of the exaltedness of their souls, they could attain all the ways of the Creator with respect to the spirituality of the Torah, which stems from their dvekut with him, without first needing the letter of the practical part of the Torah, which they had no possibility of observing at all, as written in Matan Torah. Undoubtedly, both the physical purity and the mental exaltedness of our holy fathers greatly influenced their sons and their sons' sons, and their righteousness reflected upon that generation, whose members all assumed that sublime work, and each and every one stated clearly, "We will do and we will hear." Because of this, we were chosen out of necessity to be a chosen people from among all nations. Hence, only the members of the Israeli nations were admitted into the required ervut, and not the nations of the world at all, since they did not participate in it. This is the plain reality. So how could Rabbi Elazar dispute it?
Well, how is it possible? We will scrutinize later, but for the time being we see that all of creation began from the revelation of evil on very, very small degrees, and these degrees are called the patriarchs, the fathers, and they could keep the Elvut in an instinctive manner, without the preceding, everything we need to do in order to achieve it. So the evil that was revealed in a minute fashion, and so they could observe it in a simple manner, as they regarded each other, and they felt themselves to be like family, related, close. The evil revealed was revealed in small degrees, small portions, perhaps. And so we require many actions and the reforming light and so all sorts of study and learning in order to keep the condition of avut between us, because we are far distant to each other due to the revelation of the ego in each one of us, and we cannot feel ourselves as belonging to a single system. Rather, if we feel anything, then we feel that we have been chosen, as he writes, out of necessity, for lack of choice. We ourselves would, of course, never choose this work or anything like that to begin with. Imagine to yourselves that you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah because you want to connect to people and bestow to them immediately, right? And with that desire, you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to practice it, to apply it. That's a degree which perhaps could be said to resemble the degree of the patriarchs to some extent. But we in our time, we have great hatred towards each other, towards the whole world, and so on. And therefore, we need to precede the closeness between us with many, many other actions over many years. Who was holding his hand up over there? Yes.
What is it that the Creator went around with the Torah to each and every nation that they didn't want to receive it?
They didn't want to receive it because either they don't feel a need for the Torah, the desires to receive in a person. We must always see all of it in one person, even though it may seem to us that the world is full of people. It seems so to me. It appears like that to me. But I need to say that, in general, everything that I discover, everything that I see, well, I'm discovering just my own will to receive, in which I see outcomes. The world, or rather, the person is called a small world, and the whole of the universe and everything in it, the world and everything in it, it all appears to me. And so, that is how I need to see everything properly. to describe everything. If we correct our attitude towards each other and towards the Creator, we will begin to feel that we share one body. 10 sefirot, in which everything, they encompass everything. And you want to study the universe? Go ahead. The universe is inside of you. You want whatever it is that you may want, you're welcome to it. You just need to bring it into your own consciousness, and there you will discover the whole of reality, including the Creator. Because even now, you never come out of your own awareness, your own consciousness. You are inside what you feel and see inside of your own consciousness. That's it. And so we have nowhere to escape to. The wisdom of Kabbalah, therefore, doesn't discuss the discovery of the revelation of the worlds or galaxies and so on, those things which astronomers discuss, neither astrology or physics or all those things. No, we need to practice within ourselves, and we will discover all the phenomena, all the rules in the whole of reality, the inanimate, the vegetative, the animate, and the speaking. It's all inside the person, because in truth, we can never come out of our own consciousness. It is all, everything happens in me. Everything that I now see and feel, and in general, it's all in me. And so, in our inner work, we discover everything, and humanity will also discover this through the path of suffering. They want to know what's going on and where and how. They will come to a state, or they will believe the Kabbalists, trust in the Kabbalists, in order to shorten their path. But they will discover that we have nothing to engage in other than the innards of human consciousness. It all happens within us. I see you, I see the world, I want to see the upper force, I want to see the upper worlds, and all of that takes place in me. We need to enter into the person, and only that. And there, we will find ourselves to be the image of one person, including everything. And what does it mean that they did the work, or
it's when they carried out the condition of the arvut in their condition, by their condition. That's why they helped their sons to keep the condition of the arvut under this condition of the sons. That's how it is, generation after generation. Okay? Yes. This article was written for the 10, for a 10 that wants to connect. All the articles were written for all those who wish to read them, and certainly to carry out the wisdom of Kabbalah, to realize it is only possible in a 10. So I wanted to ask about the Arvut. Does that help us attain all we've learned, the Tzimtzum, the restriction, the Masach, the Ochozem, or is it a result of the attainment? Without coming close to the concept of the Arvut, without realizing the mutual guarantee, you cannot feel inside what these things are, the Tzimtzum, Masach, Ochozel, Zivug Daka, all these things. These are seemingly simple things. The definitions are simple, but you cannot attain them unless you wish to incorporate yourself in the Arvut and to keep on going. Arvut is all in all, I say it again, it's the law of connection between the broken desires.
Asia.
Hello,
Rav. Turn off your speaker, sorry. I wanted to ask, in the Congress you said that Abraham, he's the one from which all the Torah and all the nations of the world came to be. I wanted to ask about the difference. We're talking about Israel. So what's the difference between the descendants of Abraham and those of Isaac and those of Jacob? And even out of all the 10 tribes, only two left, which are Israel. And how does that fall into place? It all falls into place according to the way a person understands it. You have to think a lot about it, then you'll understand that it all goes not according to nationality, just like Baal HaSulam says in Matan Torah article, the giving of the Torah. Only an insane person can think it's about nationality. It's all inside a person. When he needs to discover these discernments, and also it's hard for us to explain the connection between our corporeality, being a Jew or not being a Jew in Babylon or the modern world, the way it all relates to the general correction of the soul. We cannot yet collect all these things together to have the big picture, an easy picture, so in a way that you can present it to the whole world so they can see what we're talking about. It's still difficult. I just want to say one thing, that the more we accept it, the way the wisdom of Kabbalah explains it to us, meaning you have to ascribe it all to a person's desire. When each of us is incorporated in all these discernments, and the more you ascribe yourself to the discernments, the more you can correct them. Correct yourself. It's hard. It's hard to say. It's a topic of itself. And from time to time, we're going to talk about it. But I'm actually afraid of the confusion, and that's why I don't really explain it. You see that if it wasn't our world we're in, it would be easy. We have this point in the heart called Jew wants to unite with the Creator. The will to receive is called the nations of the world, or Gentile wanting to disconnect from the unity with the Creator. And everyone has these two forces inside. We should prefer the force that wants to unite with the Creator upon the force that pushes the Creator away. One is a good inclination, the other is a bad inclination, etc. But if we start talking about human beings, it's something solid. It's a kind of a form, a living thing. So it's either a person lives in the form or the way of a Jew in this world or a Frenchman in this world. So how can we talk about something as if it's dynamic and it depends on the will to receive? Does it have a screen or doesn't it have a screen? Without the screen, he's a nations of the world. You can say he's a Frenchman. And with the screen, you can call him a Jew. How can we attach these concepts to a person in this world? He doesn't change according to the screen he has or hasn't. Otherwise, now I'm looking at Dudi. At this moment, he seems to be a Jew. Okay? Next moment, he seems like some Bedouin. Then again, he seems again a Jew, not a simple Jew, a big saint person. Then he seems to be a crook, a felon, which no one is worse than him. But externally, he doesn't change. That's his problem, or our problem. We look at him. Look, he's a handsome person. But in the meantime, he is the way he is. So, in the meantime, we can't compare the dynamic way of spirituality when a person changes from one state to another, comparing it to corporeality. Try to imagine if we could feel a person externally according to his internal state. I'm looking at Rami and I see a dog. Instead of, and I see a cat. Now they're a cat and dog. I can't. Now the question is, why was it given to us this way? How can we deal with this? Let's work on it. Let's think how to bring these things closer. I like working according to the verses. So we'll find some basis for it, and then we can learn it. There are things to learn. One more question from Moscow. We didn't hear Moscow. Moscow.
Вопрос вот про этот пример про сверлящего дырку в лодке. Может ли действительно кто-то?
Question about the one who drills a hole in the boat. Can someone outside the person actually drill a hole? And how to work correctly if you see that a friend outside of you is drilling the hole?
No, if we're talking about the truth, everything happens within a person. We have to understand it's all inside us. But if he gives us an example about people who are not here yet in the internal work, all he says, there is a person who's drilling a hole and someone else should relate to him. Meaning, what are you doing? That's how we should relate to the wicked which is inside us. When I see how much my uncorrected qualities really don't enable me to come closer to the Creator. And then I turn to them like from my corrected state to my corrupt state. And I'm asking, what are you doing? What's going on? Let's correct together, correct ourselves. And I have to force it to be under the influence of the correcting force. That's how we should work all the time. Subjugate the corrupt force under the correct force, correcting force. No problem about it. It's only that a person has to guard himself all the time this way. And then, each and every moment, he passes from the evil inclination to the good one, these scrutinies, these parts, and that's called the work of correction. Am I right, Meron? Okay. Let's move on.
We're
reading from item 20. But the end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work. As it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day the Lord will be one and his name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto him. But the role of Israel toward the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers toward the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah. For were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. So it is upon the Israeli nation, through Torah and Mitzvot, to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is Dvekut with Him. Thus, each and every mitzvah that each person from Israel performs in order to bring contentment to one's Maker, and not for any reward and self-love, helps to some extent with the development of all the people of the world. This is because it is not done at once, but by a slow, gradual development, until it increases to such a degree that it can bring all the people in the world to the desired purity. And this is what our sages call shifting the balance to merit, meaning that the necessary weight of purity has been achieved. They compared it to weighing on a scale, where the shifting of the balance is the achievement of the desired weight.
Here, there's a problem to explain. If a person will come, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, coming to the final correction, doesn't he include the whole world in him, in the whole of reality? He fills all of the what he attained in his reflected light. How can there be someone after him? So there are degrees here, like Balasuram writes. We have degrees of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. There's the 8th millennium, the 9th one. But we don't understand this so much. But there is one more division that seemingly doesn't belong to the correction of one person. By that, he sustains the world, we say, and there are verses about it. The tzaddik yesod olam, the righteous is the foundation of the world, etc. That's why judging the whole world to the scale of merit is true, but it doesn't finish the work, all the work, because still there each and every detail in this system that he did has to reach the recognition of the entire system and its own personal final correction. Even Rabbi Shimon, who attained everything in general and corrected everything in general, there still are all the rest of the individual souls that haven't reached, and haven't attained. And even though he organizes them all together and gives them his surrounding light that helps them to feel the yearning for the goal that he attained, that he revealed, they still need, as the different cells in a body, each has to feel its own small final correction, and to include him in the final correction, like these souls, like Rashbi or our forefathers did. That's why everyone has work to do. There are many questions here, but I'm actually afraid that we'll be confused. Let them settle down a little bit, then we'll come back to the subject later. Still, we'll have some questions. Peter?
The
question is follows. About the whole world being inside of me. This expression, I hear it now, my ten hears it, the friends think about it as well, and so I imagine they are inside of me, and they imagine I'm inside of them. So what, everyone meets inside each other, everyone is inside each other?
This is why I don't want to talk about it, because it's just philosophizing or psychology where no one really understands about it. First of all, let's reach the spiritual attainment, what that means, and then everything will become more clear. I'm sorry, but in the meantime, it's really just like walking in the dark. Tbilisi.
Rav, question about drilling a hole in the boat. What are the obvious criteria so that we can determine whether a friend drills a hole in the boat or not? And again, I need to identify it in the friend or find the one in me that drills the hole in the boat. Is there a difference in the work? How do I help a friend get rid of it? And how do I help myself get rid of it? How?
So there are truly a few approaches here. In the meantime, which is called unwhole, unperfect work, or a spiritual work that is not yet complete. Because my personal and my general picture, they don't combine together. That's why I have to make sure that the friend doesn't drill a hole on the one hand. On the other hand, I have to take care of myself. When it seems to me that the friend is drilling the hole, about both, I have to pray to the Creator. When he is drilling the hole, and we're asking him to correct. Okay, in general, that's how it works. Next.
Item 21. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who said that the world is judged by its majority. He was referring to the role of the Israeli nation to qualify the world for a certain measure of purity until they are worthy of taking upon themselves his work, no less than Israel were worthy at the time they received the Torah. In the words of our sages, it is considered that they had attained enough virtues to overcome the side of sin, which is the filthy self-love. Clearly, if the side of merit, which is the sublime attainment of the benefit of loving others, transcends the filthy side of sin, they become qualified for the decision and the agreement to say, we will do and we will hear, as Israel said. But before they obtain sufficient merits, self-love will certainly prevail, and they will refuse to assume his burden. Our sages said, he who performs one mitzvah is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. This means that an individual from Israel finally adds his own part to the final decision, as one who weighs sesame seeds and adds them one by one to the scale until the balance shifts. Certainly, everyone takes part in this shifting, for without him, the sentencing would never be completed. Similarly, it is said about the acts of an individual from Israel that he sentences the whole world to the side of merit. This is because when the matter ends and the whole world has been sentenced to the side of merit, each and every one will have a share in this shifting. For were it not for his actions, the shifting would have been deficient. Thus you find that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, does not dispute the words of our sages, that all of Israel is responsible for one another. Rather, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks of the correction of the whole world in the future, whereas our sages speak of the present, when only Israel have taken upon themselves the Torah.
I feel that that's it. No more perception. Right, Chami? There's something vague in you. Let's read it again. And if it doesn't work, we'll just let it go. Yes. Item 21.
Again, item 21. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who said that the world is judged by its majority. He was referring to the role of the Israeli nation, to qualify the world for a certain measure of purity, until they are worthy of taking upon themselves his work. No less than Israel were worthy of at the time they received the Torah. In the words of our sages, it is considered that they had attained enough virtues to overcome the side of sin, which is the filthy self-love. Clearly, if the side of merit, which is the sublime attainment of the benefit of loving others, transcends the filthy side of sin, they become qualified for the decision and the agreement to say, we will do and we will hear, as Israel said. But before they obtain sufficient merits, self-love will certainly prevail and they will refuse to assume his burden. Our sages said, he who performs one mitzvah is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. This means that an individual from Israel finally adds his own part to the final decision, as one who weighs sesame seeds and adds them one by one to the scale until the balance shifts. Certainly everyone takes part in this shifting, for without him, the sentencing would never be completed. Similarly, it is said about the acts of an individual from Israel that he sentences the whole world to the scale of merit. This is because when the matter ends and the whole world has been sentenced to the scale of merit, each and every one will have a share in this shifting. For were it not for his actions, the shifting would have been deficient. Thus you find that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, does not dispute the words of our sages, that all of Israel is responsible for one another. Rather, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks of the correction of the whole world in the future, whereas our sages speak of the present, when only Israel have taken upon themselves the Torah.
Questions? Yes, Roy.
What does it mean in the 10 to add the sesame seeds until the shifting is done?
Well, what is the meaning of sesame seed? When I scrutinized my own participation with everyone, in a way that I really unite everyone as much as I can in the time being, that's called my sesame. Yes? That's how each and every one. In Darvut, what we need is to add and add the sesame seeds to the general plate. Let's say I've added 5, you added 20. Dudi, he's great. He added 50, etc. All in all, everyone, according to his ability in the work, as much as he can, we've finished. Suddenly we reach such weight, this mass, which this plate comes down, you know, like a scale. Here there's a quota of effort, and there these are our sesame seeds. And so we've reached the quota, the amount that we of exertion. That's how we open a connection for us with the upper light to a certain extent, according to the amount of sesames, but also according to the quality of these sesames. When each and every sesame seed is an overcoming the rejection from connection.
Yeah, I'm asking because first we read about the one who drills a hole under himself in the boat. And I want to know, how to look at the friends from the point of view of not seeing the friend drilling a hole, because I see the friend drilling a hole
yes.
in the boat.
That's something you have to correct.
Yeah, so how to see the friend as adding another sesame seed, or how do I add that, which is the effort to see the friend as great on top of what I see in my reason.
The more sesame seeds you add, the more you'll see them corrected. That they don't have to do anything. It's only your work.
What's that sesame seed that I need to add? What is it?
To justify them, and justify the Creator, and to feel them and the Creator as one.
There's the morning lesson, which is something very tangible. I see who's coming, who's not, who's awake, who's asleep, who participates, who's not. I see it. I can't resist what I see.
Of course.
How do I see, take that, what I see, to a place of my effort? My
You should, on the one hand, to see the situation the way you see it, and at the same time, you should see this situation as a corrected one, and to look at both, until in your attitude, you're going to see the corrupt state as a corrected one. How can you do that? By the force of the Arvut, by the help of the Creator, you reach a state that the world seems to you to be complete.
And it really does seem to me as whole?
Well, that depends on you. The world depends on you.
Am I not lying to myself? Will I actually see you?
How can you know if you're lying or not?
I don't know.
You can't measure it. Only to the extent of the reflected light, the Or Chozer that shines. If the Creator hides it, we see everything corrupt. If it shines a little bit, yeah, everything is corrected. That's all. But it's all in order to build the relation, the connection with Him. Okay? So let's let go of this. Let's go to something else. You're tired from this. It's exactly 5 o'clock, so what are we going to? We have the preface left. That's it? Yeah?
We also have excerpts about
there are excerpts from sources. I don't know. Well, preface. Fine. Oh, let's move on.
We move on to the next part of the lesson. Let's sing a song first.
יש מילים בהן בסנו, יש דרכים שלא בחרנו. ובכל זאת התעקשנו לעבור גם אותם. בספינה הזאת כולנו מפליגים מתוך ליבנו, בין גלים האיחוד ובנו לכיוון אחד. זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז, ימים יפים עוד יגיעו ודאי, אם נתאחד שוב האור עוד יאיר עלינו, ביחד נתפוס את המחר. זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז, ימים יפים עוד יגיעו ודאי, אם נתאחד שוב האור עוד יאיר עלינו, ביחד נתפוס את המחר. תנו לעצב לחלום זו רק התחלה ולא סוף, מכאן נפיץ את הבשורה, נגרש את הסערה. אם איש אחד בלב אחד, העולם יהיה מאוחד, ונזרק כאן אהבה, נפריח את השממה. זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז, ימים יפים
ביחד נתפוס את המחר.